Back here with Orioles GM Dan Duquette. And Dan, I do want to start with the events of the week, the big news story of the week, taking place in your home state and town, a place very close to you with the Boston Marathon. Tell us about your reaction to when you heard that news.
Well, I mean, that was a real tragedy. It's a great day in Boston sports, probably the greatest day of the year. And, you know, it was so many people were affected, and, you know, it was, you know, our hearts went out to the families affected. The young boy from Savin Hill, we have kids from Savin Hill that come to my baseball camp every summer, and, you know, to have that happen to a, you know, a young person, it was just totally unexplainable and uncalled for. And, you know, we just send out prayers to all the people that were affected. I mean, there were a lot of families that had close calls and weren't affected, which we're thankful for, and but we're also praying and hoping for the best for the families that were impacted.
You know that town very well, and running the Red Sox, what that Patriot Day game means. Just tell us about that.
Well, that's one of the great days of the year. When I was a kid growing up, my first exposure to the Boston Marathon was we played a ball game at BC on Marathon Day when I was in college. So I got a chance to see the crowd and see that, and I thought, wow, this is a great take. And then, you know, over the years when my family would go to Boston on Patriots Day, my day would start out in Acton, and I could go down the street and see the Acton and Boxborough militiamen reenacting the walk to Concord or Concord Center, and then they'd go from Concord to Lexington. But I'd actually go by the old North Bridge as part of the route. And then go into town, you know, you have ball game, and then a lot of the crowd would empty out and go see the marathon. And then to have a personal interest to know a lot of the people that were running or to be part of a fundraising. A lot of people use the marathon to raise funds for whatever their cause are you know, a special cause. So, you know, we always had somebody running in that. And then, you know, on a personal basis, when my kids were younger, we'd go back to Fenway, we'd play tennis ball off the wall. So I mean, that's a great day. But unfortunately, you know, for the families and the people affected, you know, that all changed this past Monday with that, you know, really unfortunate event.
Dan Duquette with us here on BAL. Let's transition to Orioles baseball. 13 games in, 7-6. Do you like what you see so far?
Well, you know, the team prepared well in spring training, and we're off to a solid start. I'm really encouraged by the approach that our hitters have. They're very selective. They're getting good balls to hit. Our pitching could be a little bit better. Our starting pitching, I think, will come around. But our bullpen's been spectacular. Jimmy Johnson's been great. Darren O'Day's been terrific. And I mean, overall, you know, it's a pretty decent start.
When you look at Chris Tillman going tonight, Jake Arrieta last night, I would say those two have been the most inconsistent so far in the rotation. Arrieta, the five walks and five innings last night. How much of a concern is that right now, and how short of a leash are we potentially talking when you look at what Jair Jurgens did last night and other guys coming back like Steve Johnson, Tsuyoshi Wada?
Well, I was happy with Arrieta and that he got the win last night. And you see some great streaks where he struck out four in a row, and he gets his game together. So I was encouraged by that. Chris Tillman looked rusty to me the first time out. I thought he threw a little bit better the last time in, you know, I think he pitched in Boston, and he got the win. So, you know, I've seen some promise from both those guys, and I think that they'll come around and be solid starters for us. If they're not, we certainly have some pitching in reserve. Jurgens has pitched well. I'm encouraged by Josh Stinson, who we picked up on waivers, had two really good outings at AAA, and he looks good. Big, strong guy. Lee Thomas was telling me he throws downhill. 6'4" pitcher with good off-speed pitches. So he's looked good. So, and Stevie Johnson is throwing good down the extended program. So we all saw what Stevie did last year, and I'm sure Stevie will come back and impact and help our ball club at some point this year. But we do have some decent pitching depth. But I really would like to see Tillman and Arrieta, continue to improve and help us win games.
Final question, Dan. Infield defense, April of last year to April of this year, probably I would say the most dramatic difference on the surface. And it probably all starts on the left side and certainly at third base. And Manny Machado, is it possible he's even better than he was when we first saw him last August and September? I mean, he was pretty good last night.
Manny Machado makes a couple of plays every game that I just shake my head and say, wow. And that play he made last night was unbelievable. He seems to save his best plays for Tampa Bay, which is fine, you know. But, I mean, that play he made last night, the slow roller, that's a do-or-die play. Okay, he has to catch that ball. He catches the ball between his second and third fingers, and then he can control it enough to throw a laser beam.
Jim Johnson said it was a split finger to first.
Well, whatever it was accurate. It was on the money, and it was hard. I don't know how anybody does that other than Manny Machado, and I was really amazed that he was able to do that. I mean, the guy's great entertainment. He's terrific.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.